I'm Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Marcia Hurt-Reigluth in our Office of Audit. Today, we'll be discussing whether both the EPA and its Office of Inspector General manage their law enforcement vehicles in accordance with federal fleet requirements. It is customary for an OIG to audit the agency of which it is an independent and objective unit. However, Inspector General Arthur Elkins Jr. believes that transparency is not only an important practice for the EPA, but also for the watchdog office, the OIG. As a result, the EPA's OIG recently began to examine its own internal programs to ensure that this office is being a responsible steward of taxpayer dollars. Previously, the OIG issued two other reports examining its own programs and procedures, in addition to reporting on accountability at the EPA. The topics of those reports were retention incentives and passport guidance. Again, today we're talking about managing government vehicles. Marcia, tell us specifically what your team looked at.
Both the EPA and the OIG's Office of Investigations maintain vehicles for law enforcement purposes. We sought to determine whether each fleet program operates in accordance with federal fleet requirements for vehicle operations, acquisitions, and utilization.
Can you summarize for our listeners what the team found?
We found that both the EPA and the OIG's oversight of their respective fleet management programs need improvement.
Let's start with the EPA. Your report noted three areas for improvement. Can you walk us through those?
Yes. First, the EPA has not finalized or issued a fleet manual in more than 5 years. Second, fleet managers are not following program requirements and federal regulations specific to vehicle emissions testing, tracking vehicle usage, and ensuring operators are aware of their responsibilities. And third, the EPA needs better documentation to support its approval for using law enforcement vehicles to drive from home to work. We also found that the EPA should increase data monitoring of its fleet information system, which is called the Automotive Statistical Tool. We identified missing, incomplete, or incorrect information in the system.
Based on these findings, what recommendations did you make to the EPA?
By not providing enough oversight of its fleet program, the agency cannot ensure that its fleet program is efficient and effective. Therefore, the team recommended that the EPA's Assistant Administrator for Administration and Resources Management finalize and issue the Fleet Management Manual, require fleet managers to perform vehicle emission testing, use a tracking system for vehicle usage, and require operators to acknowledge responsibilities. Require fleet managers to confer with the agency's Office of Administration and Resources Management to ensure that the agency has the documentation needed to meet reporting requirements. And finally, develop and issue an automotive statistical tool manual or a list of procedures for users to help ensure data input is correct in the fleet information system.
Moving to the OIG-oriented report, what did you find?
We identified 5 management weaknesses in the OIG's oversight of its fleet program. 4 of those are inconsistent in, first, filling out utilization logs for vehicle usage. Second, documentation to support vehicles when used to drive from home to work. Third, record keeping of fuel and maintenance receipts. Fourth, fleet manager training on the automotive statistical tool and inputting data into the fleet information system. And finally, the last weakness is a need to review the necessity of vehicles in locations where there is limited investigative staff.
Based on those findings, what recommendations did the team make to the OIG?
Without sufficient management of government vehicles, unauthorized use could go undetected, and vehicles may not be efficiently used. Consequently, we recommended that the Deputy Inspector General require the OIG's Office of Investigations to include more information in its home-to-work mileage log, to establish internal controls, and provide a documented audit trail to meet monitoring requirements. Confer with the agency on vehicle monitoring to ensure that the OIG's procedures have an acceptable level of documentation for the agency to meet its own reporting requirements for transportation between home and work. And lastly, maintain vehicle data in the vehicle's fleet file and train all investigations employees involved with inputting and certifying fleet data in the automotive statistical tool.
Thank you so much, Marcia, for sharing the results of this audit. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.